Question 96. What question ye with them? Mark 9:16. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? This event is different than most, in that its question is one that goes unanswered. An answer given in the text will verify the communicated thought, and without an answer recorded, we may only speculate Christ's purpose in asking. Jesus had just returned from the Transfiguration. The event's purpose that was about to be misapplied and misunderstood by the disciples has also been skewed in modern theology. When they saw the two men, Moses and Elijah, stand with the Savior, their first reaction was to build a booth in worship to them. Moses, who symbolized and indeed embodied the law of God, was known to all Israelites as a man most holy and certainly deserving of reverence. Elijah, the man who was known as a mighty prophet, was also there giving testimony to Jesus as Messiah. We find these two men, Moses and Elijah, as symbols and figureheads of judgment and leadership, direction and guidance, proclamation and prophecy throughout the Old Testament and now again in the New Testament. We find them here at the Transfiguration and in the Revelation as the two witnesses, or at least the two are described. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, Elijah, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and smite the earth with all plagues as they will, Moses. Some theologians think this could only describe Moses and Elijah. Nevertheless, these two men are pivotal as men who have heard from God and are able and uniquely qualified to transfer orders, laws, commandments, scripture, and prophecy to us as mere subjects in this kingdom. Herein lies the problem with the next event. Herein lies the problem today. The Bible is an immediate help and source of guidance for millions of Christians. It's become the mouthpiece of God for many people, and therefore revered much as Moses and Elijah were in the time of Christ. In the days of Samuel, God's word became precious, but it was not to be heard from any prophet. No one was hearing or being given God's vision. In the day we live, we can see the Bible gaining as a source and authority because, as we are told, God does not speak to us anymore. What more can he say than to you he has said? The great old hymn declares that the Bible is now the only source because there's nothing more to be said. But is that true? Is the Bible our only reliable source from which we may gain direction and comfort? Are Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, to be heeded and revered as the only sources of God's voice? Listen as God, overhearing the intentions of Peter, James, and John, speaks to them in thunderous commandment. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. And when the scene clears, Jesus was standing there alone as the only law, the only prophet, the only source. Not Moses, not Elijah, just Jesus only. The writer of Hebrews confirms this as he says, God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. The scribes were quizzing the disciples about the Messiah and the preceding events. They obviously put into their minds that the Messiah cannot come until Elijah comes first. They worried over this, thinking that perhaps they were following an impostor who was somehow capable of miracles or trickery. They put forth a pretty good argument, because the scriptures say that the disciples asked Jesus, why say the scribes that Elias must first come? Their concern was that the scribes had scripture on their side. They could prove that Jesus was not the Messiah with the scriptures. Now they just returned from an event where God himself said to listen to Jesus, removing Moses and Elijah as supreme authorities. Now the disciples want clarification. Jesus gave them explanation of the prophecy, knowing from where their doubts came, the scribes and the Pharisees. He knew that some religious leader somewhere, making a writing into a god, is offering proof texts and showing by Scripture that the truth is a lie and a lie is truth. So, finding the scribes grilling and questioning his disciples, again he asked them, "What are you making them doubt now?" He asked, "What question ye with them?" This problem continues today. If we cannot hear from God, if God does not in these last days speak unto us by his Son, if Jesus is dead or mute or incommunicado, what hope do we have of properly interpreting the Scripture to gain eternal life? The scribes who studied all of their life, who not only have read the Scripture through several times, but probably will copy it two or three times in their life, were far better acquainted with the Scriptures than we are. They missed the Messiah. They were sure Jesus was not the Messiah. What hope do you have? How much of your understanding comes from some man somewhere, or book, or denomination, catechism, or doctrine? How many times have you received, not from Moses or Elijah, not from the words of God, but from the Word of God, himself, from the Messiah, from the beloved Son, from whom we are commissioned to hear? Teachers of today secure for themselves a place of authority by teaching the difficult Scriptures and diverting focus away from the living Christ and toward themselves as interpreters. Jesus would ask our modern-day teachers of doctrine, "What are you making my disciples doubt and question now?" Christ taught that his sheep knew his voice, and a stranger they would not follow. It grieves Christ to see the scribes huddled around his sheep, confusing them and making them question and doubt what he has taught them in silence and in private. You can walk in full understanding and faith, clearly hearing the voice of the shepherd. You need not cumber yourself with esoteric questions that have no answers, nor need you arm yourself with answers for questions that no one's asking. You need only live and listen and obey the living Christ, the seed of God himself in us. As the Scriptures witness to your walk with Christ, the world will see that you follow him in truth. They'll see that the Spirit who wrote the Scriptures lives within you and gives you direction. As for the teachers who assume that we're all lost without their guidance, as for those who are the mediator of truth and verity, as for the miscreants who think that we need their input and viewpoint, who take Jesus' disciples off to the side and whisper questions or deceptive doctrines in their ears, Jesus has a question for you. What are you confusing them about now? What question ye with them?